freaking hell. Freaking hell. YouTube chucked up a suggestion. Stand up to cancer celebrity bake-off thing. One of the celebs said, well, if you get to bake a cake and then eat it in the end, well, that's just a win-win. It is. And also, if it's winning up money for charity, then so much the better. Hello and welcome. And yes, this is a cancer special. I myself just dodged a cancer scare. Very scary, very scary. Had a couple of days there where wasn't feeling right down there. But, you know, had a couple of drinks now. I feel all right. So, happy to joke about it now, cancer. More than happy. For you guys, I'm more than happy to joke about it. So I'll be fine, I think, for the time being, at least. Jeez. But it's good to be back. Let's do the damn thing. It occurs to me. You know who I think would make a poor hallway monitor? The answer? Misdemeanor Elliot. Why? Well, she's observing, like she's looking out for bullies and stuff, and then she observes an interaction and, you know, two students tangle, whatever, what have you, and misdemeanor Elliot would miss the meaner child, just overlook the mean, like, wouldn't recognize that one child was meaner than the other, and the villain would probably go free. So stick to your day job as a pop star, misdemeanor Elliot. Home monitoring ain't for you. Okay, bye. Okay, just a little bit of real talk. Personal opinion segment of the show. Cardi B. This is not what we want for pop stars. Expect better. You get the pop stars that you deserve. Each generation gets the pop stars that they deserve. That's an old adage. Not feeling Cardi B. I'm sorry, I'm just not.
And just back on my occupation chip. You know who would be a terrible ticket inspector for a parking officer? Misdemeanor Elliot. Why? Because she would miss the meter when she was checking the parking meters. Just kidding. Okay. An emergency vehicle just zoomed by on a major arterial road, which I won't mention because that will give away my location. But it seems like every night at 8:30 or thereabouts, like when the sun has been down for a couple of hours, Melbourne just turns into a freaking war zone where the criminals and the freaking deviants just take over the freaking city. What the hell? And even the suburbs, like, jeepers creepers. I would have liked to have jerked off with you guys for a little longer tonight, but it's not safe. It's not safe. I'm going to dim the damn lights and, well, I've pulled all the blinds, but I don't even feel safe right now. This is effed up, man. Like, this city right now is under siege. I'm serious. This is mental. Please email if you feel the same way or feel differently. Man, what the flip? Jeepers creepers. All right. Okay. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.